6 wins it, and now it's 5 that will win it. Another massive shot from Alonzo. 4 to win it, like a countdown. 3 to win it. 2 to win it. He's not missing. 1 more to win it as Alonzo comes out of the timeout. Alonzo defends his title, the 2021 Derby champion. Put the belt on again. What a show.
Pete, would you like to come back every single year and try to go down as the greatest home run derby hitter ever?
Well, I feel that right now, I demonstrated that, and I don't know if I'm gonna do it in LA. It's gonna be such a fun event at Dodger Stadium, but right now I'm just gonna enjoy this one. But I feel like that my home run derby legacy, I feel like that I'm one of the best people to do it.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and if I recall, I think somebody in this room, not me, sort of predicted that yesterday. Hey, let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Diabolical. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the shorter and shorter timer, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in today, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. Twitter is at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975, and at ESPN 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975, and it's a Tuesday. You can just do away with the bad moods because we don't have time for them anymore.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, we're down to the stretch run. So, what's happening, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man.
Obviously cashed on that last night.
Made a little dough last night. That's always nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, oh, man, I always tell people don't bet on baseball, and here I am betting on a home run hitting contest. I ended up placing three bets. Two of them were very small but had big payouts, and they both lost.
Right.
That was the exacto. I did Alonzo over Gallo and Gallo over Alonzo, and then Joey Gallo lost in the first round. Yeah. What a bum.
Him and the greatest player in history.
Yeah,
too.
Apparently every left-handed hitter. They weren't meant to be. But Pete Alonso, which was, honestly, it was like I felt really good about this bet to the point where it was, and listen, I don't normally give up minus 175 juice
right
for a big bet, but I felt really good about it. And I made a healthy investment on it, one that was kind of uncomfortable, if I'm being totally honest.
That's okay, though. Isn't that what RJ always says? You need to be a little uncomfortable for it to really matter to you?
It really mattered to me. And to be honest, as soon as he started hitting, I said, it's over. I won this. Yeah. I didn't like.
It's like when your horse pops out of the gate and goes 6 lengths in front in a short race.
You're yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay. We got this.
And my son was like, he's like, man, I feel bad for Salvador Perez. I was like, what? No.
No, you don't.
No. And, of course, he doesn't know exactly why I'm saying no, but no. We don't want him to win. None of that. And it worked out just fine. It was a good night.
Yeah, I did make a small bet finally because you were so sure about it, and enough people that I respect were saying the same thing. And I looked at...
I should have bet him to win.
Well, and I just, that's what I did. I just bet him to win the thing. I didn't bet much, so not enough for a sweat, basically. But I you know, the one thing I was kind of kicking myself for is the numbers were really good with him over those other guys directly. And I was like, that's an exacto. Okay, this is right on my, this is in my wheelhouse. I should do this. I just play straight exactos with Alonzo over all these guys. But I chickened out and just took him at plus 500 to win the whole thing. So you know, it just, but not for enough to brag about. Enough for buy a couple beers with.
That's it. That's all good, baby.
Yeah. But that's the only sport going on right now is the All-Star game. This is traditionally the lamest sports week of the year. It's like there's nothing going on most of the time. Now, you've got the finals happening, so it's like usually the Wednesday after the All-Star game. That was like the one day I would always take off at the newspaper because I knew there was no sport. But at least you have a finals game now.
We do have a finals game.
Which you will be able to hear.
On our fine station. That's right.
Yeah. So, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight. Finals tomorrow. Late hits on Thursday. And then Patrick will be joining me Friday for the Blitz, filling in for AJ. Henry Thomas, who you just heard with Fred Davis. Man, I love those guys. They're so much fun. Henry will be filling in Thursday. So, and don't worry, Fred and I will be doing a show at some point, too. We'll be doing a two-Fred show.
And for all you Westsiders, at 6 o'clock, switch over to the app or to Twitch because the All-Star game will be taking over 92.5.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So if you don't care for our show, no big deal.
Yeah, you got baseball. Yeah,
you can hear the All-Star game. Let's give a shout-out to AD, who is in there. AD is in there, and look what he's done. Look at this new TV that's in here.
Yeah.
The TV that was in here before, AD is a shy guy. He does not like to take much credit. But the television that was in here before was prehistoric. I mean, it was it didn't have a brand name. It just had a mark. Like it was brand X, and it was
basically if you bought a flat screen when they first came out 20 years ago,
like
that was it,
right? And when I say flat screen, it's front, but it's got some behind to it, like not like an actual flat screen. It's like kind of, it looks kind of like a computer monitor is what it was, like an old school computer monitor where it's got all the guts in the back of it. It stopped working, and we've now got a fancy new television. When you call, we'll be able to see it in HD clarity. Which yeah, I'm excited
although we
about.
Still, I'd still like to find a way to make that computer thing full screen. So that, because it's easier for me to read because I'm an old.
Well, that's true.
You know, but this is much better. It's 100%
better. There's
limits
to the science.
I know.
Right?
I just want it to be 300% better. But that's all right. So, anyway, boy, another day in the countdown to extinction. This is, it's getting close.
It is getting close. Like I said yesterday, there's a moving truck at my house now. I will head out of town on Thursday, and you know, my family and my dogs will all be up in Las Vegas, and I'll come back here on Monday. It's funny, I realize it really hit me when I booked a round trip ticket from Vegas to Houston back to Vegas.
that's
odd.
I think moving vans are kind of that's a reality check.
Yeah,
but that kind of thing is a reality check, and sometimes. Yeah, you know, especially because you know this has been in the works for quite a while. It doesn't really hit you until you start doing stuff like that. And like you talking about taking your family there, it's like, yeah, this dude's really leaving. What
yeah,
the hell? This
yeah,
is, this is
real,
actually
it's
happening.
Real deal.
So, yeah, I think I haven't gotten to the point yet where I'm like, damn, we only down like 1 week worth of shows.
Well, because we're not down to 1 week.
No, but I am kind of the point where we don't have a whole hell of a lot left here.
No, we do not.
So, which kind of sucks.
I want to say we've got 12 shows left, 11 after today.
Wow.
Countdown is on.
So, yeah, we'll have to play Countdown to Extinction every single show.
That's what everyone wants. That's what they're all here for.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think people are genuinely sorry to see you go. At least that's the sense I get, and not just from being on air, but from being around town and talking to people. It's yeah, that's question number one is always, you know, oh, what are you gonna do? It's like, well, we don't know yet. We're gonna have a bunch of people in, and then we'll make a decision. And well, they'll make a decision, and I'll either say, oh, this is great, or I'll say, okay, that's it. Sorry. See
listen, I think just like every radio person, there are people who will be sad to see me go, and there are people who will be thrilled that I'm leaving. I think that's the reality for every local radio person or television person or whoever. Anybody who's worked in a certain market for a certain amount of time, they develop a following of people who are very loyal and love them, and then they develop a following of people who hate their stinking guts and can't wait for them to die. So there, I think it, there will be a rainbow of emotions.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's more people disappointed than happy. In your case, I think it'll be the,
possible.
I think it'll be the flip side on me. I think it'll be more people happy. They'll be like, God, thank God that dinosaur's out of here.
You'll have to tell me about it.
Yeah, well, I will. You'll you know, especially after we win that bracelet for the tag team.
Oh, yes. I might retire after that.
I got to find out how many people you can have for that because I was thinking about reaching out because I think you can have up to four.
Oh, that's a lot.
I don't know that we need that much. I think two's fine.
I think two's fine.
Yeah, because you know, even when I'm final tabling the seniors, like I'll be able to go and play my round that day, and then you just take it from there. And then after I win, I'll come back and show off the bracelet and sit down and intimidate them. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Can we talk a little bit about your Olympic basketball team?
Sure.
Not being off to the best of starts?
Yeah.
All right, it is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Let me also answer that question. You know, you asked the same sort of question, the same family of question last time, where you assume things that are not true. When you just mentioned, you know, blowing these teams out, that's never happened. So I don't know where you get that. So, can I finish?
No, I mean,
can I finish?
You're saying that's not true. Your average margin.
Can I finish my statement?
It's like 30 points a game in those last two tournaments that I was talking about.
Can I finish my statement? Okay. When you talk.
You just told me that it's not true, and I'm telling you your average margin.
Are you going to let me finish my statement or not? So you'll be quiet now while I talk, and then I'll listen to you. When you make statements about in the past just blowing out these other teams, number one, you give no respect to the other teams. And I talked to you last time about the same thing. We've had very close games against four or five countries in all these tournaments. So the good teams do not get blown out. There are certain games that might happen in one of the tournaments in the World Championship, the Olympics, where somebody gets blown out. But in general, nobody's blowing anybody out for the good teams. So when you make a statement like that, it's like you assume that's what's going on. And that's incorrect.
And we're back on the Blitz. Okay, can I do a little fact check for you?
Please.
And I think Popovich was just trying to deflect a little here. So one of the teams, Nigeria, right? Which, by the way, your guy, Stephen A., got in trouble for butchering their names too. The U.S. has played Nigeria twice. Okay, and Popovich said it never happened, right?
Never happened.
2012, United States won by 83 points.
Ooh, that's...
Is that a blowout?
Well, it depends on the turn. It depends on your definition of blowout.
Blowouts never happen. 2016...
Is there a sport where 81 points isn't a blowout?
83?
83, yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some weird one.
In Dungeons & Dragons, if you lose by 83 points, is that bad?
83 hit points can do a lot of damage to you. So,
oh, okay.
2016 exhibition, though, much closer game. U.S. won by 36.
Yeah, it's a lot closer.
Still,
that's a ball game, friend.
Still a beatdown. All right, and Team USA with NBA players.
Okay.
Care to guess their record against Australia in 11 games?
7-4.
How about 11-0?
Oh.
How about all 11 games decided by double digits with an average margin of victory of 29?
Okay. Well,
so
can we also agree, though?
Can I finish?
I think you just did.
You just cut me off. Do you mind if I finish, Greg? Is that okay?
can I finish?
So I think... Who's on this Australian basketball team? Like, there's some NBA talent on that squad, right?
Yeah, there's a few guys. It's not Team USA,
right?
But you know, they've got a few guys who can play.
I guess
Dellavedova.
Is Ben Simmons still on it?
I don't know. I don't think Ben Simmons is playing on Australia. Patty
like
Mills.
Joe Ingles will be on it. Yeah, Dante Exum. I don't know everybody, but
Ingles, Exum, Aaron Baines, Dellavedova, and Josh Green.
Okay, so six NBA guys. Yeah. Oh, and Patty Mills, right?
Yeah, Patty Mills is on there
because he was the one who had his way. Yeah. Ben Simmons decided that he is. I think Ben Simmons was planning on playing, and then after his exit from the playoffs, was like, "Nah, I got to work on my game a little bit."
Mm, good way to work on your game is to go play against the best internationally. Yeah. But
so it's not like they're losing to scrubs, and I'm not saying they shouldn't be winning. But it's also not even the Olympics yet. Let's slow down.
Yeah, let's back off just a little bit. And you're out there trying to get... For one thing, there is an adjustment to the international game that always comes up. That you got U.S. guys only play them in these tournaments. And you know, they're going to have to adjust to it. And Popovich isn't trying to win these games. He's just trying to find combinations and see what works. So... Would I worry about it? Is this something that we'll be talking about at the Olympics only if they lose?
Yeah.
And I don't think they will. So here's some numbers for you, though.
You're a numbers guy.
And sort of. I'm a gambling guy. According to Bet Online, Argentina and the U.S., Argentina plus 18.5 against your winless Americans.
Now, has Argentina had another basketball player since Manu Ginobili retired?
They had one other one. Wasn't Luis Scola, wasn't he one of theirs?
Oh, I think he was.
Yeah, that's about all I got for Argentina. Now, if this were soccer, then yeah, Argentina would be minus 18.5, but no. And then the France game, though.
Oh, we better not lose that one.
The line opened at 19. It is now 15.5 because of the two losses.
Okay. Well, so what are you saying?
I'm just saying that the line has moved on the France game, but not the Argentina game. Now, before you panic,
Luis Scola is on the team, by the way.
He's still alive?
He's not only is he alive, he is playing on the team.
Ooh, anybody else you would recognize?
They've got four NBA players on the roster. Facundo Campazzo from the Nuggets.
He sounds Italian.
Leandro Balmaro, who was the 23rd pick of the 2020 draft with the Timberwolves.
Okay. If he's a Timberwolf, we know he sucks.
Gabriel Deck from the Thunder and Lucas Vildoza from the Knicks.
Well, he's good.
I don't know about that.
Well, can I just get you guys to relax a little bit? Because
can I finish?
Yeah. Here's your odds to win the gold medal. The Australians, who... beat him yesterday, 9-1.
No way.
España, 10-1.
Do they have Cooper Gasol, Pau and
yeah, I'm pretty sure
Pau and Mark's little brother.
Yeah. France, 20-1. Slovenia, 20-1.
Is that what's Luka's team? Slovenia, right?
Yeah. 20-1. Ooh. Argentina, 33-1. Nigeria, who also just kicked the US around, 33-1. Italia, 50-1.
Italia, who just won the Euro Cup. Hey, we win the Euro Cup, we win the Olympics, eh?
50-1.
50-1? What? What do you mean, 50?
Czech Republic, 80-1.
Ooh, I don't like those odds.
Alemania, 80-1.
That's a made-up place.
That's Germany.
Okay.
That's Germany. It's Spanish for Germany.
Oh.
I don't know how they're in there. Iran, 500-1. And Japan, 500-1. Which I'm guessing... You know, obviously the host squad gets in there. I don't know how Iran got in there.
Wait, are you saying that Japan only got in because they're hosting? That's pretty racist. You're saying Japanese guys aren't great basketball players?
No, that's not what I'm saying. And I'm
not
mentioning.
Is that what you're implying?
And I'm not saying anything. Well, I'm not implying it. I'm saying there's a reason they're 500-1.
Huh.
But I'm guessing. So was there like a Middle East thing and Iran won that?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that all right with you?
Well,
you're as a guy with Middle Eastern.
I'm not a fan of Iran.
Heritage.
Yeah, I know, but I would be rooting for my people.
Your people didn't make it.
Well, my people suck at basketball too. So there.
In 2019, actually, if you Google how did Iran queue, it automatically corrects to qualify for the Summer Olympics.
And what does it say?
In 2019, the Iranian men's team qualified for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics by defeating the Philippines in the FIBA World Cup.
Philippines, huh?
Yep.
Well, what happened to Israel? Don't they usually have a good team? I know they have a good league there. I don't know if they have a good team. But anyway, those are your odds, with the exception of the U.S. of A. Would you like to know your odds on the U.S. of A?
Yeah.
1-6. So nobody's panicking yet when it comes to betting.
So why are all these odds changing for everybody else who's beat the U.S.?
They're
still minus 600 to...
Because that's the reality is these are exhibitions.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm
saying. So, I mean, if everybody...
Have you watched any of these games?
No, man.
Can you even watch them?
Yeah, you can.
What channel do you have? Is it on, like, Peacock or Fubo or Philo? What made-up stuff
probably
is it on?
Probably on NBA TV.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't...
I don't know why they're losing. I haven't watched to see what's going on, but
I'm more interested now that they've lost a couple games.
Honestly, if they were winning these games by 80 points, I'd be like, oh, well, big deal. You're supposed to do that. Well, I don't know. Has the token white guy been getting any appearance? Has Kevin Love been playing at all?
I haven't been watching.
Want him to do really well, so Jalen Rose will have to apologize and say, you know what, Kevin Love did all right.
Well, everybody just kind of forgot about that one, huh?
Yeah.
He's probably so happy. Stephen A. Smith probably said what he said just to help him. Boy, the more I think about that was just... I can't believe people got that upset. I mean, there was nothing. I mean, it was just a bad opinion was all it was. But, oh well. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And I got to tell you about Cars for Kids.
Cars for Kids. Everybody loves to give cars to kids.
Well, they do. You're not giving the cars to the kids, though. What you're doing is you're going to carsforkids.org, or you're giving them a call, 713-225-4226, and you're going to donate your vehicle to Cars for Kids. And it doesn't matter what kind of vehicle, whether it's running or not, car, motorcycle, truck, anything that maybe it's just in bad shape and you just want to get rid of it. Well, how about this? You can donate it to carsforkids.org. That will go to help kids at Houston Can Academies. And that's a really cool place because it's all local, and it gives students a second chance. And if you mention ESP in Houston, when you go and donate your vehicle, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card as a thank you for your donation. They're going to pick it up for free. You get a tax write-off. And here's the other thing. If you've been putting off getting rid of the vehicle because you don't have the title, well, they're going to do the title work for you, including search and transfer. So go to carsforkids.org or give them a call at 713-225-4226. Right off the car, not the kid.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. So just curious, but
food's coming, baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Qatar, shouldn't they be playing at home so that they're used to the 400 degree weather and the other teams aren't? That's what I would be doing.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think you just play in Las Vegas and get that.
So what are the betting odds? Panama versus Qatar. And I know that's said like three different ways. Somebody says it's Qatar, and somebody says I can't. You know. Qatar's a favorite against Panama.
Who said that?
That's what HBK Kicker says.
He's making that up. While we're talking about Panama, can you at least bring up Panama by Van Halen and just let's rock out a little bit?
According to CBS Sports, yeah, Qatar is a +120 favorite. Panama is +230.
How is that possible?
Because if it's a tie, then you lose.
That's no, what, but
I'll bet tie.
Okay. It's footballer says they're Asian Cup champions and they ain't no pushover.
They're pushovers, man. See, I'm telling you right now, You think you know more about soccer than I do? I told you guys Italia was going to beat England, right?
So
did I?
I don't remember that.
Did I?
Probably.
Aaron?
I wasn't here.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. But if I say it animated enough, you believe
so
it.
The spread is Qatar minus half a goal. The total is 2.5 goals. Qatar is unbeaten in their last 7 games, and Panama has
but who
scored
have they been
18 goals
Young
in
boys?
The last 5. Oh, they won some whatever tournament. Yeah.
CONCACAF?
No, that's where they are now.
CONCACAF?
No, that's a farm thing.
Oh.
So this CBS Sports article gives you reasons to back Qatar and reasons to back Panama, and then you make your decision.
Now, we said there's lots of ways to say Qatar or Qatar. I don't think you can say Panama.
Yeah, it's
there's only one way to say Panama.
In the words of the late, great David Lee Roth.
Panama?
Panama.
Panama. No, you can't do that, Aaron. You can't just make up a way to say a country.
Sure, I can.
They did. All I know is they did make the...
I'm trying to get people off Stephen A. Smith's back.
This footballer says Panama's been struggling of late. And they also... but they did make the World Cup, and the U.S. did not.
I hear Panama's wide open through the middle. You get that geography joke? Yeah, Aaron got it. You get it, Fred? Because of the canal, right?
Yeah, you have to explain it to me.
That's a good soccer joke.
Ugh.
That's a good dad soccer joke.
It's just,
if my kids played soccer, I would tell that joke at home, but they don't, luckily, because I've got real men.
Really? They play baseball. Come on.
I mean, that's true.
So you can talk down to tennis. You can talk down to golf. Yeah.
You know who else played baseball? John Daly.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. No, he played golf. He was a real man, though.
HBK says Granada's playing Honduras and Granada's plus 4,400. Is it Granada or Grenada? I just remember we invaded him once.
I don't know, but I'm picking Honduras.
No, his name is John Granato.
No, that's not the same person. He doesn't listen, as big a deal as John Granato is, he doesn't have his own country.
Should.
He should, yeah. I mean, he kind of has, he's the king of the station.
Yeah.
So.
He's also the king of Wildcat, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been meaning to get out there, but I'm too busy getting ready for launch, which, We'll have something for people to look at on Sports Map.
I'm too busy getting ready to move. You know who's going to offer me to play free golf in Las Vegas? Freaking nobody. No one. No one's going to say, oh, you're a local celebrity. Why don't you come play our golf course for free? Those days are done, friends.
I might have some contacts out there.
I'm going to have to pay for my golfing when I play golf.
Mm.
You think the Brazilian steakhouse in Vegas is just going to bring me free meals? No. It's over. They treated me like a friggin' king. I went over there when my wife was in Oregon, a week ago. My brother came to town, and we went to Costa do Brasil. You would have thought I was the king of Panama.
Oh, God. So this is where we're going today.
Yeah.
Panama.
Yeah, Panama.
Thank God we're getting the food from Brazile.
Brazzle.
Oh, boy.
Casa do Brazzle.
I'm glad the show is ending soon because I can, only put up with that for about 2 more weeks.
Oh, I thought you meant the show today was ending soon.
I've got stuff to do if it is. You're going to be gone in 2 weeks. So.
I've got some stuff going on. I'll be gone in more than 2 weeks. I'm here through the end of the month.
Yeah, but you're not going to be here Thursday, Friday. So that's
I'll be here in spirit.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to sit there and say Panama at me all the time.
No, but I'll tweet it. Yeah, I'll tweet it in.
Yeah,
that'll totally make sense.
I mean, I'll text it in.
It is one of those things.
I'll be. You know what I'm going to do? You know how I never read the text line?
Yeah.
When I move away, I'm going to be a texter, and all I'm going to do is text horrible things about whoever replaces me. Now I don't want you guys to search my number.
I already know your numbers.
I don't want you guys figuring out it's me. But I want you. You can know, but don't tell the new guy that it's me. But always read the bad text that I say about him.
Yeah. So,
Phil has tiny hands on Twitch. It looks terrible. It looks like he's a tiny, tiny man. And then he'll be like, what? My hands are normal size. And I'll hold him up and I'll go, see, he just held him up. Super tiny.
Panama.
Pemanama. Bananarama.
Yeah, just because AJ's leaving doesn't mean that's going with him. You know, anytime Panama plays anybody now, we're going to have to get Aaron's take on Panama.
Oh, boy. This show's accomplishing absolutely nothing today, I can tell you.
You know what?
That
that's all, what the hell else?
We're making people laugh on a Tuesday.
It is soccer talk. I guess we are doing some sports, some real hard-hitting sports.
Yeah, sort of. So, someone goes, AJ's going to become a Tuesday texter. Yeah, every day of the week, pretty much.
Yeah.
How many area codes from Vegas text the show? You'd be surprised. We have people who listen
all
over
the place. Who changes their phone number when they move to a new city?
Yeah, that's...
You think I'm going to have a new phone number?
Yeah. Don't tell them where it's from anyway.
Yeah.
Don't want them guessing.
Yeah. My phone number starts with...
A number.
369. Damn bitch fine. Gonna suck it to her one more time. Get low. Get low. Oh. You don't get the reference. You never get a pop culture references. No, I won't miss that.
Well, what you call pop culture?
Do you think RJ will get my pop culture references?
No, and that's only a piece of pop culture. I don't get your pop culture references. You don't get mine.
Well, because you're elderly.
That was like the biggest song for 5 years straight.
Yeah, get low.
I'm sure I've heard it. I don't know who sings it. I don't know.
Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
Have no idea. Just because I don't listen to your kind of music. I never have.
Son of a.
I mean, I'll hear it, but I don't know anything. I'm not going to sit here and quote it. But you also know nothing about Rick and Morty, which is not something an old person watches. So there.
It's a cartoon. It's something children watch.
No, it's not something children watch, especially after...
Sorry, I don't watch cartoons.
Especially after this week. Yeah, that's what drives me nuts, is if it's not something you find, then it's not pop culture.
Yeah.
Even though it's one of the most popular things going. And people are really pissed over Sunday nights, which I thought was hilarious. Which I'm going to save that for my Hey Man Bleep That, that people get mad over stuff like this.
Okay. Well, I'm not on a Rick and Morty Reddit thread, so I don't know how angry they are.
It's not on a Reddit thread. It's actually on actual websites. Aaron, do you send him show prep?
Yep.
Does he ever look at it?
I definitely, if it says Rick and Morty, I don't look at it. I don't. Yes. It's nonsense.
Okay, so I think your song is nonsense. There.
You agree that he's wrong, right, Aaron?
How am I wrong that I don't listen to that? I don't know the song.
I'm saying you're supposed to.
No, I'm not supposed to. I'm not supposed to listen to everything you listen to.
I don't. That's not something that I listen to. It's something that everyone has to listen to because it's just, it exists. It's there always.
No, I don't have to listen to your Taylor Swift. I don't have to listen to...
If you start bad-mouthing Taylor Swift right now, I'll just get up and leave.
Well, you're going to miss the food then.
No, I'll take the food with
me. No, you don't get to take all the food.
They brought it
for me. They brought food for everybody.
No, they brought it for me. They said it in honor of AJ, and there's an AJ special they're going to have. How about that? They'll tell you to piss off, Fred. That's what they'll say.
Hey, I'm more than happy to take the rest of the show off. I got stuff I could do.
Well, I got stuff I could do, too. Why don't we all take off, then?
Yeah, if I got to endure 2 more weeks of this crap. Or 11 more shows of this crap.
That's right. 11 more shows.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, I basically anything musical from the 90s that isn't, like, that they don't play on turbo, then I don't really know much about it. Is that fair?
Okay.
I mean, like, I'll probably have heard it. Like, if it's, but it's not like I actively go out and once again, I get, Fred, position's vacant right as I'm saying this. Am I supposed to leave now? Is that what it's telling me?
Do the show, bitch. What they said.
I can be a senior manager for $156,000 per year. I don't know of what.
Can you play Get Low? Like, is there an edited version?
I'm going out with it.
I want to see if... I just want to... Just play it now. I want to see if Fred recognizes it. Like, from a movie or a commercial or anything?
Was it Need for Speed in, like, 2004?
No.
Hold on. We're going to get to it.
Is there a hook?
Yeah.
I've never heard this.
Did a sweat drop down my balls? You never heard this?
I have never heard this.
That's wild. Somebody on Twitch says he's never heard that song either, and I think he's lying.
No, and keep in mind, somebody mentioned this on the text line. I quit. I mean, I didn't listen to music for almost 10 years. So this was obviously in that window. Now I've gone back and rediscovered a lot of stuff.
Someone says they don't play this in Edo, LOL, because there's ugly hoes there. That's why.
That's he whose name ain't getting mentioned.
Oh.
To me. Which, yeah, I can't see it. I can't see what he says anyway. I'm
well, sure. That's why I told you, Fred. Yeah. That's the joke.
Actually, I can because he's got another number on it, so that's another one I got to block.
Get some food.
Yeah, let's go to break so I can eat.
And listen, Todd, the show. Fred is lying to us if he says he's never heard. I'm not lying to you.
I think it's possible that Fred's never heard.
Why would
it?
I lie about something like that? There have been several songs like that in. And like we were talking, the Geico commercial with the scoop, there it is, guys. Like, okay, I've never heard of the band. And then as soon as, you know, I hadn't heard of the name of the band. I knew the song because I'd heard that. Sorry. I mean, listen, guys, I can tell you every song from the 70s, 80s, early 80s.
Okay.
And there's about a 10-year gap there where I... And if I don't like something, why would I go listen to it?
Well, how do you know you don't like it?
Just,
what about Wilson Phillips? Do you like Wilson Phillips?
I know who Wilson Phillips is, but I probably couldn't tell you any Wilson Phillips songs.
Oh, come on. Hold On for One More Day? Pretty much the greatest song ever written.
I don't know about that.
All right. Whatever, dude. Guess you're just missing out on life with Wilson Phillips. You don't know any of their songs.
Well, I know that there's like...
Honestly, I don't like Wilson Phillips. I do like Hold On, and I'll listen to Hold On on repeat for an hour.
Well, I don't do stuff like that. But
Innes was here, he and I did an a cappella version, a duet of Hold On by Wilson Phillips, and it was honestly probably the best thing that's ever happened on this station. It touched my heart.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I probably know the song, but I mean, I couldn't tell you who sang it. Okay, guys, when you text the show, don't text AJ because he doesn't read it.
I don't read those texts.
He says, AJ, please have Aaron play the top five rap song from the 90s and let's see how many Fred knows. I probably know the songs. I might not be able to tell you who sings them.
Have you heard a song called Can't Touch This?
Yes.
By who?
That was and the only reason I know MC Hammer is he owned racehorses.
All right. Well, that's a big one. That was a big 90s rap hit.
Okay. Well, you go pull the top five and we'll do that at some point.
All right.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You hesitated on the Blitz.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what the hell this is.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And, yeah, if you're on Twitch, you are seeing one hell of a spread of food. I don't think A.J. could eat it all.
This is what they brought this for me, in honor of me.
Well, yeah, it's in honor of you, but, you know...
You can have some.
Oh, okay. Because I
want you to enjoy because you're my friend.
I also kind of think, you know, they might want to be nice to the guy who's still going to be here.
No, they didn't.
The guy leaving.
They said, that's what they said. They were like, listen, we don't.
Oh, thank you.
We're probably going to quit advertising with you guys after AJ leaves. So we want to really blow it up and kind of make something happen before he leaves. Because, you know, once he leaves, it's just going to be that other guy. A lot of people have called you that other guy lately.
Okay. I'll live with it. I'm going to be nice to you the last...
Casa,
you
know, do Brasil, as I mentioned, they treated me like the king of Panama when I went out there last week with my brother. And, I mean, the food was insane. I don't know what the... What's the drink called that's got the mezcal and the pineapple?
Well, we have different ones, like me as executive chef. Specialize more on anything that and everything that has to do with the food.
Oh, okay.
But
I think it's there's something heat. It's called. I don't know what it's called, but it's delicious. You'll see it. It's got mezcal and pineapple, and it's awesome. And I drank three of them, and I'm not ashamed of that, because I wasn't driving. And you got the food, though, is out of this world. I stuffed my guts, and then they were like, oh, well, what about dessert? And I said, oh, well, if you insist, if you twist my arm, I'll do some dessert. But when you're working around this all day, do you get to where it's like, oh, my, I can't eat any more meat. I'm done on meat.
So one thing that we are fortunate of being part of the Casa do Brasil family is we get to eat out of our buffet every single day. That's what keeps it fresh all the time. All the associates, we, and everybody tastes, we're our own best critics. So it's always fresh throughout. Like it's always being prepped freshly on a daily basis. And again, like it's for me, it's easy because just taste anything that goes out. We taste and make sure it's pristine, it's fresh, and it's nicely presented.
And the salad bar is not. We ain't talking about like just a regular old ass salad bar. This is a legit salad bar. I mean, meats, cheeses. They're of course they're salad, but salad. But there's all kinds of great stuff on this salad bar, which you can do. Listen, if you're let's say you're just trying to go have some lunch. You're not going crazy. You don't want to eat all this in front of me. Guess what? You can get all that stuff in front of Fred. And literally an unlimited amount for lunch, however much you want to eat. And then you can go back to work and not pass out at your desk. If you get the full experience at lunch, you're probably going to pass out at your desk. That's just the truth.
Well, it depends. Like some, to each their own. But one thing that we do want to, everybody to enjoy is throughout our lunch experience is like we have some nice promotions. Like right now we have all kids 7 and under eat free through the end of July. We embrace and like we have parents, grandparents that work in our team so that it's a really nice family environment. And we can satisfy all the picky eaters that come into our just our salad bar, like for lunch. And then if you're looking for value, come to our salad bar experience, and you don't have to get all the meats. You don't have to, but at the same time, like, yeah, we want to do like in a like upsell. But at the same time, like if you want to be like eat meat, clean, and stay focused at work after you like mm-hmm. eat, that's our salad bar.
Unlike me, I'm going to take a nap as soon as we're done eating here. That's what's going to happen here. Now, the salad bar for lunch, there's different options for lunch. You can get the salad bar, you can go all out with the full lunch, but there's also like an in-between lunch, like, or an in-between option.
There is an in-between, and it's called the executive experience, and it does not have all the prime cuts that we have, but at the same time, again, we have a menu that is a catered to particular needs, whether you want to go full, when you want to go light. Where you want your kids to eat for free at the same time, there's something for everyone in our experience.
And if you love meat, there's definitely something there for you. I mean, you guys, it's third or fourth time now that you brought food. I've been over there a couple times now. Never had a bad experience. Never had anything that I just didn't love. I mean, it's always a little bit different. You know, you guys mix it up a little.
They brought all my favorites today. They brought the lamb chops, which is I'm a lamb chop connoisseur, and I also love garlic, much to the chagrin of anyone who hangs out with me for the next 2 days. But they have garlic picanha here, which is my favorite beef cut that they do. They've got the regular picanha, and then they've got some shrimp. They've got some, what is that, Parmesan pork? What are we dealing with
there's
here?
There's a Parmesan pork tenderloin.
Oh, they got everything here. I think I see some bacon-wrapped chicken, some bacon-wrapped filet. There's so much food, and it's so great because they just keep bringing it. They keep bringing it, and they're like, oh, I know you just had 4 lamb chops, Mr. Hoffman. Would you like 3 more lamb chops? And I just say, yeah, of course I would. Those lambs, I don't want them to die for nothing, all right? If they're going to die, I want them to nourish my body, and that's what they do at Casa do Brasil.
That's what we do. Like, it's our gauchos, they are, like, our culture is to satisfy the experience. It's not in, it's an all you can enjoy experience. That's our focus. And if you want it well done, we can do it well done. If you want it medium rare, we can do it medium rare.
I like it rare. And that's what they brought for me. Yeah. They said, oh, you want it to be damn near cold? Yes. Yes, I do. And that's what they brought out to me. They treat you right there. Yeah. And they're going to treat you even better through the rest of the month. Again, Fred, this is in honor of me, their favorite host. If you go into Casa do Brasil between now and the end of the month and you mention AJ.
On ESPN.
Yeah, on ESPN, you will get 10% off your full experience meal. So they're treating the people who love me, they are treating with respect, because that's what those people deserve.
Also, forget, every Wednesday is martini night. 6 different martini specials all day long, and then they have live music kicking off every Wednesday night at 6:30.
What are you, moonlighting working there as a bartender? Yep. How do you know all this?
Talking points.
That's not on the paper here.
I got a different paper than you
do.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not so special. But you know what? Right. Even if you hate AJ, this is even better. You go get 10% off because of somebody you hate.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
Yeah. Like, oh, I've had That's to what deal I'm with AJ do. For the last 11, 12 years. Guess what? I'm going to get 10% off.
That's your
off.
Way of getting it back.
That's right. Guys, there's live music every weekend. They are located in the Galleria area, 2800 Sage Road, right here across from our office, Alabama and Sage. CasaDoBrasil.com, or you can give them a call for a reservation, 713-485-4575. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for always treating us well. Thank you for this delicious meal, my friend.
And thank you for treating Houston the way you did, and good luck in Las Vegas.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much. Yes, sir. Casa do Brasil, make sure you stop by there. AJ from ESPN, that'll get you 10% off your full experience. We'll be right back. Hour number 2 of the Blitz coming up. Let me tell you about TGS Insurance. No, I don't want to eat. No, I want to tell you guys about TGS Insurance right now. Aaron couldn't push that that commercial. That's okay. TGS, what they want to do is save you money on your homeowner's insurance. And you can save tons of money. I saved over $1,000 a year by switching to TGS Insurance. If you could get the same insurance coverage and pay $1,000 less a year, why wouldn't you do it? Now, maybe you're super ultra wealthy and $1,000 a year isn't much to you. But if it is, if that could help you, it takes 15 seconds. Who makes $1,000 in 15 seconds? I don't know what the hourly rate on that is, but it's a lot. Here's how you do it. You text the word money to 232323. They're going to reply back, ask for your address. They've already shopped all the insurance, all the homes in our area, so they know what you could be paying. You figure out what you're paying now. See if you can save money. If you can, cool. They'll make the switch. They'll get you switched over. You won't have to deal with any of the hassle, the paperwork. If you don't, no obligation, no big deal. Text money to 232323. See what you could be saving with TGS.
Counseling falling on deaf ears, and my prayers being hindered. Fighting my fellow air, and I'm growing more bitter. Looking for fresh air. When I'm looking out my window, I'm hoping the sun appears. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day.